social media can be such a bad space. It can be toxic sometimes, but there are other times when people express and show some kindness, right? There's a lady that posted a picture of herself at a cemetery with the caption, hashtag my mom doesn't know, and I quote, that I pray every day that she was, if she was still alive, that, that I pray that one day I wish I would fix her place of rest with a beautiful gravestone. So that's a tweet from Dulcie Mlauzi, who is a Twitter user. And there's someone who responded to that tweet. And where I come from, you know, in Kompumalanga, we used to say, when someone shows goodness, we used to call them Mosamaria.
Yes.
I don't even know what that even means. Like, but it's someone who does good.
So right? Mosamaria, I think it comes from the Bible story where Mosari wa Mosamaria. So I think that's where it comes from.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So there was a Mosamaria who came across and responded to that tweet. A
Samaritan woman.
Yeah. Yes. So in this case, it's a man.
Samaritan. A good Samaritan.
Okay, let's leave it at the good Samaritan. Yes. And this is someone who came and responded to that tweet and offered that, you know, they will put a tombstone on, on at that cemetery for this lady that has requested. And this lady wasn't even requesting the assistance, you know. She was just, you know,
Putting it out there.
That because there was that hashtag, my mom doesn't know. And she was like, my mom doesn't know that actually.
Oh, I saw the hashtag yesterday, actually. Yeah. I saw the hashtag. Nice. Yeah.
Let's speak to her now, Dulcie. Dulcie, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Good afternoon, team. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Fine, thank you.
So,
I'm good.
What inspired you? I mean, the hashtag has been trending for some time, hashtag my mom doesn't know. And you went and said, doesn't know that one day I want to fix her place of rest with a beautiful gravestone. Speak to me about when you lost your mother.
Okay, thank you for having me. I lost my mother when I was 3 years old. That was in 1997. So I really don't have any memories of her that much. So, yeah. And I grew up with my dad, and my dad married someone else. So I never really got a chance to see her grave.
Yeah. So
last year, when I finished my diploma, my aunt was like, come down to Joburg and come and see what you can do this side, what you can find. So when I got here, we started talking about a lot of things. And she actually suggested that, you know, you're old now, you should face reality, you should look for your mother's grave and do the right thing.
When you posted that picture on Twitter, did you have any idea that someone would come up and offer their assistance?
No, I didn't. It was just an innocent tweet, just for the tag. I did not expect it to go this far. I didn't expect that someone would just come and offer me such great assistance.
Why is it that important for you to put that gravestone on your as you respecting and honoring your mom's memory?
It's important for me because in my culture, and I think I owe it to myself that I need to do the right thing by her. Though I don't have much memories of her, the least I can do is to put her a beautiful tombstone where she can rest.
Okay. Listen, we're going to speak to Johannes in a short while, who will speak to us about why, you know, he's decided to assist, because it's just incredible. Because normally on Twitter you see toxicity, you know, people are trending for the wrong reasons. But as I indicated earlier, sometimes there are people who show some goodness. Hunali, but from Samaria, as I was trying to explain
Samaritan,
earlier.
Yes.
Good Samaritans who do well. All right, let's now speak to Johannes Liebenberg, who's a Twitter user who responded to your tweet now, Dulcie. Johannes, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Why did you decide to help Dulcie?
I actually saw one of our Treasury, our ex-Treasury General from the EFF, Leanne, she posted. Then I took note of it. And then, I lost my parents when I was young, so I didn't have so many Mother's Days. And then I thought that if we have a tombstone company, and if I can help her to put the tombstone up, it will have a decent legacy for her family.
And how will you be assisting in this instance? Is it just that tombstone? Have you gotten in touch with Dulcy on how everything is going to unfold?
Yes. We actually created a new online process for the whole COVID pandemic, meaning all of...
Okay. Look, this is quite incredible. Dulcy, any words?
Yes. Oh,
okay, we've lost Johannes there. I wanted to ask you if you've got any words for Johannes. But thank you so much for joining us, Dulcy. And I'm so glad that finally you're going to have the opportunity to pay respect to your mother and honor her in the way that you've always wanted to.
Yes, thank you very much for you guys for having me. I'd like to just thank you. I don't know how much I'll say thank you, but it means a lot to me.
All right.
It really means a lot to me.
Dulcy Mlauzi, thank you so much for your time.